Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, kicking off the week. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It seems like I had a lot of time off, even though I did a live show Friday. But it still seems like I had a lot of time off. So there were a lot of things that popped up that I thought were important, and there were newer things. And so this is sort of a goulash. But one thing that is not making the media right now is that in Durham, North Carolina, which is in North Carolina, Durham, Raleigh-Durham, the Raleigh-Durham area, is I don't think it's gun-free, but it is quite liberal. And in Durham, a police officer sitting in a parked car saved his own life Thursday night, Christmas night, by catching the approach of two men in a squad car's rearview mirror. The officer got out of his car to confront these guys, and without saying a word, he didn't say anything to them, and they didn't say anything to him. One of them pulled out a gun and started shooting at him. He dove for cover. This happened at about 10 p.m. Officer J.T. West was sitting in his patrol car working on a report when he saw two men approaching his car from behind. As he got out of the car to speak to them, one of the men pulled out a gun and began firing, police said. The man fired six shots at West, striking the patrol car once. West fired two rounds in return, police say. It wasn't known if West wounded either of the men. West injured his wrist when he dove behind a staircase in a vacant apartment building. He was treated at a nearby hospital and released. Police said that West and the men who ran from the scene never exchanged words. First of all, I like to think that Officer West is constantly trying to stay aware of what's going on around him. You see this all the time. You see a police officer pulled over. Maybe it's getting near the end of the shift. Maybe he just did something that he wants to write it down while it's still fresh in his head. But they're doing something administratively. They're in their car. They're on patrol, but they're doing something administratively. So they're bent down taking care of business, taking care of the paperwork, because cops have lots and lots and lots of paperwork. Well, apparently, he still had his head on a swivel, and that's probably what saved his life. In fact, that is definitely what saved his life. Because this was the same tactic that the NYPD shooter used. This guy walked up on the rear, right rear of the officer's marked car and opened fire without warning when he got adjacent to their window. Then he committed suicide. Locally, in Durham, the obvious copycat nature of this attack was ignored by outlets like WRAL and was only noted in passing by ABC 11. The Raleigh News Observer, infamous for their support of eugenics and backing the KKK, in the only successful coup against an elected government in American history, likewise failed to mention the obvious similarities to the assassination of the two NYPD officers. And this has not been reported at all in the national media. I've got to wonder, I looked at some breakdowns. Last year, we lost 47 law officers to homicide. And in a lot of those deaths, when it came out in the news, certain news organizations ignored the law enforcement officer and basically took up the being the champion of the shooter, of the misunderstood good boy in almost all cases. I don't get this. When did the cops fall out of favor? I always thought that we were supposed to bow to them as the only ones. Now, most cops don't feel that way. But that's what the gun grabbers say. Only the cops should have guns. And now the gun grabbers are saying maybe the cops shouldn't have guns either. I don't know which country they think they're living in. But, you know, all that I keep hearing is hands up, don't shoot, and I can't breathe. And while they're saying all that stuff, they're just, you know, they're disrupting lawful commerce and attacking police officers and rioting and looting private businesses. I don't get it. See, this is what I hate about the liberal media. You don't know where they're going to turn. And when they do pivot, you don't understand it. I don't understand it. Here's the problem with this. Anytime somebody is willing to go gun to gun with a cop, this guy has got a problem. He's got issues. Most criminals are cowards. They don't want to face an armed opponent. Somebody that is willing and able and actually seeking them out, this is a whole different kind of, this redefines the whole danger to society thing. And, you know, the fact that the national news media is not paying attention to this, and local media is not paying attention to this, this cop should be patted on the back for staying aware while he was doing things that normally take their mind off what they should be watching out for. Because, like it or not, in the United States today, these cops, these police officers, law enforcement, they become like uniformed combatants in the middle of ISIS territory. Certainly not to the vast majority of citizens within their purview, but for any police officer at any given time, it only takes one to give him a really bad day. Because he's in a car marked as such being law enforcement. He's wearing a uniform marked as such being law enforcement. Got the badge, got the gun. Now that badge is now a bullseye. All because of the job they do. No matter, you know, they may be the most upstanding, giving back to the community people known, but nobody cares about that if they become a target. This has got to stop. And later on, we're going to talk about how much of this we're going to tolerate. This is really what it boils down to. How much of this are we going to tolerate? How much of this misbehavior are we going to tolerate? At some point, it may come down to us deciding to take a stand and stand shoulder to shoulder with these police. When they're facing overwhelming odds and they are there standing there and we have an option, we may have to opt to stand with them. We may have to opt to actually get on the line. Now, that's not that big of an issue with me because I don't have to do paperwork. But you understand what I'm saying. These guys, I've talked about how outmanned and outgunned they are on a daily basis. They become targets. They become targets by the same liberals that want to disarm you. And based on the Police One survey, I know most of these guys like me being armed and out on the street. So given they support me, I think that at some point I might have to make a conscious decision to support them. And I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see how the police would feel about that here locally. We'll find out. We will find out. But when we get back, we're going to talk about somebody's review of this Chris Kyle movie, this Chris Kyle biopic, and what he thinks about it. We're going to attack him on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's a guy out there named Max Blumenthal. He's thought to be a liberal attack dog. He's the son of Clinton hitman Sid Blumenthal. And he apparently doesn't much care for the new film on the life of Chris Kyle starring Bradley Cooper. You know, Chris is depicted as the most deadly sniper in American military history. He writes, "I've watched the film depiction of the life of the late Chris Kyle, America's deadliest sniper, Navy SEAL, and veterans advocate twice. It's a gripping portrayal, but it is a portrayal nonetheless. While the screenplay perhaps lacks nuance, it is also a product of Hollywood and should be considered a truncated and dramatized version of one man's life story. The complexities of biography often elude filmmakers who are charged with creating dense and intricate portraits of a human being in 120 minutes. Nevertheless, the movie is quite enjoyable. The performances are stirring and the wartime themes, difficult as they are confronted tastefully. Having seen the film, I feel qualified to write about it." Now, this is actually coming from Hot Air writer Noah Rothman, writing about Max Blumenthal. And Noah went out and saw the movie twice. Now, Blumenthal took to Twitter to talk about it. And he starts out, "I haven't seen American Sniper, but correct me if I'm wrong. An occupier mows down faceless Iraqis, but the real victim is this anguished soul," he wrote. Sort of aloof and smug and superior. "The whole film's appeal seems to derive from the latent racism that led America into Iraq. Allow me, Max, to correct you. Because you're not only wrong, you are insanely wrong. Snipers are very discriminating. They're not out there mowing down everything that moves. As a matter of fact, if people knew there was a sniper putting the crosshairs on them, checking them out, because that's how they examine them, by pointing a weapon at them, there's far more people that get painted by that scope than get shot. The ones that do get shot are trying to kill American soldiers. And for that reason, when you're an American sniper and you see someone killing an American soldier, it becomes incumbent upon you to blow them out of their burqa." Now, I know that you would say, "I support the troops." Well, the troops take a very dim view of other people trying to kill the troops. Chris Kyle's job was to kill them before they killed his fellow soldiers and countrymen. It was, you know, a war is where the object is to kill more of the enemy than they killed yours. And it really raises the question for me, as it does with all leftists, as to which side they were on after the war began. Now, I suppose if you supported the insurgents, that you might see Chris Kyle as a mass murderer. And, you know, as far as this latent racism, there is no scientific formulation that makes the Iraqis a separate race. They are, by any rational measurement, Caucasian. Okay? The idea that latent racism was responsible for our getting into the war is not only incredibly ignorant, but it's funny. Then there's this other little bizarre tidbit that Max graces us with. John Lee Malvo, another mass murdering sniper, would not be glorified on primetime. Which, you know, he actually meant John Allen Muhammad. He just remembers John Lee Malvo. He was confronted on Twitter about this. And when he was confronted, Blumenthal indicted the military. "He was brainwashed and stripped of his humanity. But that never happened to our servicemen, of course." No, it doesn't. The hallmark, you know, in Persian Gulf War I, we had entire companies of Iraqis giving up to news crews carrying a Quasar camcorder. They were giving up in the hopes of getting a sandwich. We didn't mow them down. We didn't subjugate them. We took them prisoner, because that's what you do. a brainwashed individual would not have that capability. And the fact that Blumenthal is ignorant of the primary strength of the individual U.S. soldier is shocking and insulting. Now, American Sniper may not get an Academy Award. That's fine. But as a thumbnail sketch of an American Navy SEAL, quite adept at his job, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like it's worth viewing. Now, as for Blumenthal, he may as well go get a rifle and start carrying the ISIS flag, as far as I'm concerned. Because apparently it bothers him that we would go into combat and that our soldiers would protect each other. He apparently thinks that, you know, in the opening to the film, they have Bradley Cooper there, and he's trying to get confirmation, and he's set up on a kid. And he's hoping the kid doesn't pick up this RPG. And when a child picks up a weapon, that child becomes a combatant. And that is a tough, tough situation to find yourself in. And, you know, Chris Kyle is depicted in this, Bradley Cooper depicting him, is trying to get confirmation of what he should do. And then it gets to a point to where, and I haven't seen all the way, that part all the way. I see the snippet of the kid picking up the RPG, sort of carrying it at what we would term port arms. And I'm almost certain, as any sniper would, that while you're trying to get confirmation, you're trying to say to yourself, I don't want to kill a kid. There's something that changes. And then you realize, I have a job to do, and then you do the deed. Which is very unfortunate, but when a child picks up an RPG and aims it and pulls a trigger, it's just as deadly. And you have to keep that from happening. That is why war is hell. This guy, on the other hand, Blumenthal, who should know better, maybe you need to go look up Cat Stevens. I'm sure Cat's out there, and he'd love to convert you to Islam. And you can go over there and you can pick up an AK and everything. And after you get over your complete and total irrational fear of guns, you can take up arms against us. And then you can really commiserate with those faceless, nameless, Iraqi, latent racism victims. And then you too can be blown out of your burqa. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Here's something that we all really need to take and embrace. We as Americans, we need to be less tolerant, a lot less tolerant. Because the science is in. I'm sorry to tell you this. The science is in. Being tolerant of stupidity and liberalism and lies and everything else, that does nothing to appease anybody, and it changes nothing. One of the most ironclad laws of life on planet Earth is that you're going to get more of what you reward and less of what you punish. Now, if our goal is to encourage the destruction of our entire society, what would we celebrate and punish culturally? How will that be very different? Much different from anything. Maybe it would be a little different. There's movies like The Passion of the Christ and its inferior cousin, Exodus, Gods and Kings. They wouldn't be made. There wouldn't be anybody celebrating the military in shows like Duck Dynasty. Wouldn't be allowed. But most of what we celebrate culturally today wouldn't need to change at all. If the whole country bought into the values being pushed by most of Hollywood, most of MSNBC, and on Lena Dunham's Twitter account, we would be a banana republic long before Chelsea Clinton or Jenna Bush ever gets a chance to run for president. Now, this hasn't always been the case. There was a time when American culture trumpeted the values that made us successful. And most of those assuredly were not tolerance, diversity, and being nice to each other. Not that any of these values are bad. Let me say that none of those values are bad. But They're also not very important in the scheme of things either. You can exemplify all of those values and still be completely immoral. You can be a lazy weirdo whose existence is a drag on the rest of society. But we don't want to say that. People in public life don't want to say that because it's been hammered into us that it is essential that we be tolerant. And when I hear that, when I hear of the need for tolerance on a society-wide level, I remember a story that Mark Stein wrote. He wrote, "Once upon a time we knew what to do. A British district officer coming upon the scene of Sati was told by the locals that in Hindu culture it was custom to cremate a widow on her husband's funeral pyre. He replied that in British culture it was a custom to hang chaps who did that sort of thing. There are many great things about India, curry, pajamas, sitars, software engineers, but Sati was not one of them. What a pity it is that we're no longer capable of being judgmental and discriminating." How many people are there today that wouldn't want to see their kids on drugs? Who wouldn't want anyone on drugs living in their neighborhood? Who wouldn't hire someone who regularly uses drugs, but are okay with drug legalization and are cheerleading marijuana legalization in Colorado because of tolerance? What about Christians who are okay with Satanists putting up Christmas displays and newspapers slurring Christianity and atheists putting up billboards that attack their faith? Then there are the people who want the police to be tough on crime and keep criminals out of their neighborhoods who are turning a blind eye, not paying any attention at all because it's not happening around them, to the protesters who are cheering the death of cops and blocking traffic and generally encouraging lawlessness. And we can't forget about the Americans who are simultaneously complaining about the lousy job market. And yes, it is lousy when you have less people working today than there were before Obama was elected. Yet they are refusing to deport illegal aliens or halt legal immigration until the job market improves. Tolerance is very dangerous. It can be very dangerous. It can have real world effects. Now, tolerance doesn't have to be a synonym for stupid, but it is for too many people. And the further down the rabbit hole you go, the worse it gets. Sung-Hoo Cho, who killed 32 people at Virginia Tech, had once written a school report about wanting to repeat Columbine and was removed for being dangerous from the class, but nobody took any action at him until it was too late. Ishmael Brinsley boasted on social media that he intended to kill police officers before he murdered two NYPD officers. Major Nidal Hassan openly called himself a soldier of Allah and reached out to Al-Qaeda on email that the military knew about before he murdered 13 soldiers at Fort Hood. And do you know why nothing was done in any of those cases prior to the act? That's because we've become too obsessed with tolerance. We're too easily given, we're easily going to give the blind eye to every ignorant, foolish, obnoxious, and unhealthy behavior you can imagine, all in the name of tolerance. Americans would rather be falsely smeared as racist, have their religion insulted, have their children's minds poisoned with garbage, and see their country go down the tubes than be thought of as intolerant. We've got people openly siding against our country in wars. We're defending traitors who publicly released our national security secrets. Protesters walking down the street with police protection while they chant for dead cops. I've got a really wild idea. How about a little less tolerance and a little more common sense? How about we start being less worried about being fair to people behaving badly and a little bit more worried about those being hurt by those behaving badly? I've heard certain people say this before, that the Constitution is not a suicide pact when they're talking about gun rights. Well, I hate to tell you this, but if we come to a point where tolerance in the United States today where tolerance means embracing lawlessness and encouraging cop killers and celebrating degeneracy, then it's time to accept that tolerance doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that shouldn't be a suicide pact either, folks. We have become, I mean, you've got news outlets that somebody goes and kills a cop, and they talk about his hard life, the killer's hard life. And then if something happens and they kill the would-be killer, oh my God, OMG. And with this internet anonymity, it's like, these people are like cockroaches when the lights go out. They just come in, but throw the lights on when that that mask of anonymity is lifted. Oh my, oh my, oh my. The Freedom Fighter, if you're watching the TV tube, if you're watching the Magic Box, and you look out there and you see the would-be freedom fighters and they're all masked, I don't know what you need to think about that, but I don't think it has to, you don't need to put tolerance in the mix. In fact, one of my things is to be a whole lot less tolerant this coming year. I think that's what I'm going to be, less tolerant. We're going to be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. They had a good suggestion. We're going to adopt a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to liberals. How about that? Just like they have in the school. I like it. Now, on the same day that those two NYPD cops were assassinated, Wisconsin police were forced to draw their guns on a drunken thug who attempted to rob a couple in a drugstore parking lot. A 22-year-old woman had walked out of a Walgreens, and as she neared the car in which her boyfriend was waiting, a man was hovering and pointing what appeared to be a gun at her 25-year-old boyfriend. When the gun holder, which it turned out not to be a gun, realized the woman was nearing the car, he aimed the laser lighter at her. This prompted the boyfriend to go for his own loaded weapon. This person's name, their last name was Thompson. And then Thompson reportedly said, "Go ahead and shoot me. I'm not afraid of you. I'm from the south side of Chicago, and I'm not afraid of white people." Zero tolerance policy number one. If you hate me because of the way I look, because of the color I am, because of the length of my hair, if you hate me for anything other than the character of my being, I have no tolerance for you. Now, the concealed carrying citizen and I would have one thing in common. If I'm enough of a gun enthusiast, which I am, to realize that what's being pointed at me isn't a real weapon, I'm probably not going to take that free shot. Not out of tolerance for the idiot that decided to do an armed robbery with a gun-shaped cigarette lighter, but because I don't want to be involved in the process that goes along with it. Now, instead, they called police. They called the police. Threat was terminated, pretty much, for not literally, but the threat ended. And they called the cops. And they took Quincy R. Thompson, 19, of Madison, who was from the south side of Chicago, wasn't afraid of white people, into custody on a number of charges. Quincy had the wherewithal to realize that the cops were coming, and it probably wasn't a good smoking hot idea to be caught with the laser pointer, and that was found nearby. Thompson did threaten to blow up the city and kill cops when taken into custody. Now, what we see in the United States right now is a shared mass hysteria masquerading as a social justice revolution. And it's sweeping through parts of our society. And it started by building this mythology surrounding the justified shooting of strong-arm robber and attempted cop killer Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. And it expands every time there's a death with a group of activists nearby to blur the lines in an attempt to create the myth that the cops were bloodthirsty and unfair. We saw this recently when violent criminal Antonio Martin attempted to murder a Berkeley, Missouri police officer just miles from where Michael Brown was shot and killed. Martin pulled his gun, a high .9mm designed for right-handed shooters, and with his left hand was then unable to disengage the safety, giving the officer time to retreat and fire shots, one of which struck and killed the attempted cop killer. Despite the fact that the killing was caught on three security cameras at different angles showing the entire event, the Berkeley PD tastefully refused to show Mr. Martin being struck and killed on camera one, but you can see the officer firing and retreating to safe distance on camera three. Agitators soon began arriving and began rioting and fighting with police. And who are the rioters? We have a mix of modern multiracial collegiate communists, leftover white hippies, militant black nationalists, La Raza separatists, anarchists, militant jihadists, welfare queens, gangbangers, spoiled trust fund progressives, reactionary suburban dolts, and opportunistic self-promoters and left-wing radical politicians who are attempting to push this revolution nationwide in an attempt to bring down capitalism and the U.S. Constitution. And this practical effect of this is that some criminals don't think of themselves as revolutionaries. As they carry out their assaults and robberies and even assassinations, there are attacks on the very institutions that sort of hold this republic together. Now, law enforcement agencies in a lot of cases are beginning to feel under siege because they are by design. The media seemingly is only reporting these stories as they hit major metropolitan areas of interest where the media is congregated, either by nature, think New York, Los Angeles, or by circumstance, Ferguson, St. Louis, surrounding areas. But there are lesser reported instances of copycats and wannabes attacking people in less media-saturated markets, like Raleigh-Durham. And like in Raleigh-Durham is a major area in the Southeast. It's a big tech area. And the leftist media underplayed that story, which was an attack on the police, pretending that they're simply isolated local news stories occurring in a vacuum. Which, you know, I saw Dr. Cornel West. Now, I got to meet Cornel West 4 years ago. And I find him to be very educated, highly articulate, and in some of his viewpoints, absolutely wrong. Very polite man, but absolutely wrong. He can name for you any number of instances where here's the whole underlying meme. Black men are being killed wantonly by the police. Not exactly the true story, mind you. As a matter of fact, there are more police killed by the black thugs, which is a very small segment of the overall black American population. Okay? Let's make that clear. There's more of them killed that way because they're cops than there are black men killed by police because they're black, because nobody is going out and taking a life just because they're black. And for those of you who are the uninitiated, when you're staring down the sights at a living, breathing human being, and you realize in the amount of time it takes for your index finger to flex, that you can turn that living, breathing human being into a medical school cadaver, This is not something anybody does wantonly. Sorry to put it that way. But since you guys are so busy out there being tolerant, like I said, I'm increasingly intolerant of you. And if I offend your sensibilities, so be it. Now, what can we expect as these revolutionary attacks continue to target police? Unless something is done that seems intolerant, they're going to spread. And they're going to spread from the police to isolated citizens. So what does that mean for me and you? That means that for me and you, we have to make a clear-cut decision now and do what I have always espoused. I'm so unconcerned with who may be the bad guys, whether they are the Zionists or the liberals or Egypt or ISIS or Hollywood or who. I couldn't care less who the enemy is. I'll identify them when they come over the hill. And whoever they are, for whatever their motivation is, that's what you need to be prepared for. Don't worry about their motivation. Don't worry about who they are. And be prepared to be very, very intolerant as these things spread. You have to be prepared to defend both yourself, your family, and even your neighborhood against these revolutionaries, because they're not political activists. They are roving criminal gangs. You've been playing around with the idea of upgrading your everyday carry, go ahead and do it. I recommend more ammo, exotic, self-defense type ammo. But be prepared. Simply be prepared. Be Boy Scouts, Brownies, whatever you want to call it. Let's go into hour number two, shall we? On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.